The spring allergy season is upon us. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale, and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And I apologize for the little bit of a glitch because we put on a little bit of last week's program. So here we be. And just to share with you that this is a contemporary program, I'm a survivor of the 2024 Northeast earthquake. And I congratulate all of you on your survival. And I hope that you're doing fine. And it was really kind of a non-event. I was sitting on my sofa, and I started feeling a little shaking. I live on the 21st floor of an apartment building in Manhattan, and shaking is not uncommon because there's demolition as they build buildings here in New York City, dynamiting through the granite to establish the foundations of some of these 100-story skyscrapers, and sometimes there's also random explosions. You know, maybe it's a terrorist thing. That can happen here in New York. There are sonic booms. There's construction in my building. Sometimes there's a lot of banging and loud sounds. But within a few seconds, I recognize that, we're experiencing an earthquake. I, being from California and a little bit alert to the signs of an earthquake, it was a little bit of shaking and swaying. And then in a few seconds, it was over. And they made a big ballyhoo about it because, well, it's the Northeast, and that is a rare event. It is an outlier. But in California, we have these tremblers all of the time. But to give you kind of an idea, 4.8 on the Richter scale is a measure of earthquake severity. The Richter scale is not a scale that goes up incrementally, 4.8 to 5.8 to 6.8 to 7.8. That's a little bit worse. It's actually a logarithmic scale. So you go from 4.8 to 5.8, it's tenfold. If you go from 4.8 to 6.8, it's 100-fold. From 4.8 to 7.8, it's 1,000-fold. And if you go from 4.8 to 8.8, which is in the range of some of the worst recorded earthquakes in history, it's 10,000-fold, like the big Alaska earthquake up in Alaska that caused a big tidal wave. There were deaths, or the big Japanese earthquake that was a 9 on the Richter scale, causing massive tsunamis. We survived, and it wasn't such a big deal. It's kind of an example that Mother Nature still has its sway on us. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that's the number that we're going to use for phone calls and comments this weekend. We invite you to come directly into the doctor's office. Let's talk first about the ketogenic diet and its impact on mental health. There's a landmark study, a very exciting study. But if you look up a keto diet, you'll be directed to conventional sites like Harvard Health. Harvard Health is thought to be authoritative and mainstream and reasonable in this discussion of health-related issues. And if you Google keto diet and you check the Harvard Health site, it says a keto diet has numerous risks. First of all, that it's high in saturated fat, which is said to be a big problem. They're still in that obsolete paradigm that saturated fat is what kills you. They say that a keto diet is advertised, and I'm quoting, as a weight loss wonder, but this eating plan comes with serious risks. Specifically, they cite liver problems. Well, liver problems actually get better on a keto diet, according to studies. Fatty liver, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, actually can improve on a very low-carb diet. It's the carbs that drive the fat accumulation within the liver, kind of intuitively, because a keto diet relatively high in fat. There's also, they cite kidney problems as a potential problem, but only in people who are really in kidney failure do you have to worry about very high levels of protein in the diet. People on dialysis or people with really bad kidneys due to severe diabetes and hypertension that can cause elevated levels of creatinine, which signals kidney failure, you know, maybe a problem. But for ordinary people, plenty of protein can be handled very nicely. Constipation is a problem, but if you have adequate vegetables, it's not saying that you can't have non-starchy vegetables on a keto diet. And then they cite mood swings as a problem because of low blood sugar, because, you know, you're not eating a lot of sugar, so you could have mood problems. You could be, quote, hangry because of this. This is obsolete thinking, because a new pilot study led by Stanford Medicine researchers has found that a ketogenic diet not only restores metabolic health in these patients as they continue their medications, but it further improves their psychiatric conditions. The results were published in last month's Psychiatric Research, a journal, suggests that a keto diet can be a powerful aid in treating mental illness. And this is actually something that was foretold to us by a recent guest, Chris Palmer, who wrote a great book called Brain Energy. Now, there have been anecdotal reports of people going on a keto diet. Lots of people reporting, say, on social media and Twitter, now known as X, that their mental health problems have improved on a keto diet, very low-carb diet. But these have been, you know, anecdotal reports. So this is the first real study that evaluates this. What she says, the lead researcher, Lori, her name is Shabani Sethi. She says the ketogenic diet has been proven to be effective for treatment-resistant epileptic seizures by reducing the excitability of neurons in the brain. We thought it'd be worth exploring this treatment in psychiatric conditions. Well, mood problems can be looked at as kind of like seizures of the brain, you know, emotional seizures, as opposed to epileptic seizures where there's movement and, you know, thrashing of the limbs. So what happened in this study, they did a four-month pilot trial with 21 adult participants who were diagnosed with schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, and many of them had metabolic syndrome. They were overweight, they had high triglycerides, they had insulin resistance and impaired glucose tolerance. They were instructed to follow a ketogenic diet as follows: 10% of the calories from carbohydrates, not no carbohydrates, but very low carbohydrates, 30% from protein, and 60% from fat, because you got to get your energy from some source on a keto diet. And they were told not to count calories, just to eat whatever they wanted to eat. What they discovered is that after 4 months on a ketogenic diet, none of the participants had metabolic syndrome. Before the trial, 29% of them had at least three of five conditions: obesity, elevated triglycerides, low HDL, elevated blood pressure, and elevated fasting glucose levels. But the psychiatric benefits were also striking, in addition to the fact that they lost about 10% of their body weight. On average, the participants improved 31% on a psychiatrist rating of mental illness, with three-quarters of the group showing clinically meaningful improvement. Dr. Sethi says the participants reported improvements in their energy, sleep, mood, and quality of life. So the take-home from this is that a ketogenic diet can provide ketones as an alternate fuel to glucose for a brain with energy dysfunction. You get kind of a steady state of energy generation in the brain, as opposed to if you have ups and downs of blood sugar, if you're on a blood sugar roller coaster because of metabolic syndrome or prediabetes. And that's the premise of Brain Energy by Chris Palmer, a book that I recommend. And I think that this is this really portends a breakthrough in our approach to mental illness, that we really ought to couple diet with medications and talk therapy, even for serious conditions like in this study, schizophrenia, bipolar disease, very, very debilitating, serious psychiatric conditions, not just a little bit of anxiety or, you know, low mood, depression, but serious and challenging mental conditions can respond to a ketogenic diet. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Have you heard about the Ozempic craze? It's a new oat drink that is promoted for its ability to promote weight loss. We'll weigh in on the efficacy or lack thereof of that momentarily. But before we do that, 877-726-8255 is our number. And we have some recorded calls there, because you can call 877-726-8255 anytime during the week, and you can record a question, as did this person. Let's hear it.
To use your weight loss program, does one have to remain on it for the rest of their lives? Thank you.
Okay, so, you know, that's an interesting question, but it's actually, the way it's phrased, it's the wrong question. Okay, because I don't have a weight loss program per se. Back in the early 1990s, I devised a diet called the salad and salmon diet, which is a diet that includes lots of high quality protein, and it includes lots of fresh vegetables. It emphasizes less starchy vegetables, and it reduces the intake of refined carbohydrates and sugar. And we called it the salad and salmon diet. Now, it's not a single diet, because people who don't have to worry too much about weight, they can include some whole grains in the diet, perhaps, and maybe some more starchy vegetables. Certainly fat in the form of olive oil. And now we recognize that even saturated fats from meats can be consumed in moderate amounts and don't cause a problem, particularly if you curtail your carbohydrates. And so that was the idea behind the salad and salmon diet. It's kind of a quasi-Mediterranean diet. And it's not so much a diet, it's an eating plan. It's a way to go. It is the way that I eat and have eaten over the past 30 or 40 years, and it's helped me sustain my weight at approximately the same level. Yeah, I've gained a little weight with weight training, but it's the good kind of weight. It's like muscle weight. But that is something that is sustainable, and that's what we really want. We don't want somebody taking a fling at a, quote, diet to lose weight, and then get sick and tired of all the restriction and maybe have their set point lowered because the body has kind of a metabolic thermostat that causes you to want to eat like a house on fire when you lose weight. That's what happens with people when they go off things like Ozempic. So, you know, salad and salmon diet is available at drhoffman.com. Just click on the menu for the diet and check it out. That's a good, which is simply a good way to eat. But, you know, I think diets should be individualized for people's circumstances. Okay. The Ozempic craze, another weight loss trend's making its round on social media. It's called Ozempic. It is oat milk, which is kind of a paltry substitute for milk because it's not particularly high in protein. It's missing a lot of vitamins. It's very low fat, but that's not necessarily good. What you do is you mix it with lime juice and some other ingredients and you drink it. And yeah, if you drink something that's low calorie, yeah, you might lose some weight, but you also will be at risk of loss of lean muscle tissue. You may even restrict hair growth and your hair might fall out. It's just an incomplete way to provide your body with the nutrients it needs during normal metabolism. So yeah. The Ozempic craze, avoid it. 877-726-8255. Our number, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean. Not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
The spring allergy season is upon us. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And recently there was a big Democratic fundraiser at Radio City in New York, and highlighted in that fundraiser was performer Lizzo, whose music is really, it's quite good, but she is an example of a very overweight individual who is sometimes highlighted as part of the fat acceptance movement. and the fat acceptance movement, attempts to remove stigma from overweight. And indeed, she can shake it up pretty well. She's a good dancer and a good vocalist, but she's very overweight and certainly not a positive role model. With the exception of people who unfortunately battle overweight, and maybe they can see in her a positive role model. She, however, is tired of all the approbation that she's receiving because she's fat, and that's a word that isn't very PC these days. But she actually quit. She said she was going to quit. But what was meant by that, people were kind of surprised. They thought she was going to just quit recording or quit performing. She's just going to quit being on social media and receiving all the slings and arrows about how she's a bad example. But there's a lot of controversy that's arising around the fat acceptance movement. And there's a great investigative article in the Washington Post about how Big Food is using the fat acceptance movement to push back against restrictions on junk food. It's a fascinating article. Headline, as obesity rises, Big Food and dietitians push, quote, anti-diet advice. General Mills warns of, quote, food shaming. Dietitian influencers promote junk foods and discourage weight loss efforts. So for every positive movement, fat acceptance, you look, frankly, you can't get away anymore with bigotry. You can't get, racial bigotry. That's a bad thing, can get you canceled, anti-gay, anti-trans, anti-ethnic, anti-Semitic, all those things are a big no-no. But there's a lot of shaming of people who are fat, and it's kind of permissible, so I get it about the fat acceptance movement. Some people just metabolically challenged, and it's not simply about gluttony, although, diet and exercise and lifestyle play a role in why people exceed 300 pounds. In this investigative piece in the Washington Post, they write, and I'm quoting, one company in particular, General Mills, makers of Cocoa Puffs and Lucky Charms cereals, has launched a multi-pronged campaign that capitalizes on the teachings of the anti-diet movement, an investigation by the Washington Post has found. General Mills has toured the country touting anti-diet research, sketchy research that it claims proves the harms of, quote, food shaming. They use hashtags like derail the shame, hashtag no bad foods, hashtag food freedom, and hashtag ditch the diet on social media. And the company has also enlisted a team of lobbyists and pushed back against federal policies that would add health information to food labels and potentially restrict access to junk food. They also have hired a fleet of influencers, including 68 registered dietitians who get paid. Many of them have over 10,000 followers. Roughly 40% of these influencers with a combined reach of more than 9 million followers repeatedly used anti-diet language. This, in spite of the fact that since the 1980s, the U.S. obesity rate has more than doubled, and nearly half a million Americans die early each year as a result of excess body weight. So this is what General Mills Senior Manager for Nutrition and External Affairs has to say. Her name is Amy Cohn. Cohn denounced the media, and that would be me, right? I'm part of the media, for, quote, pointing the finger at processed foods and making consumers feel ashamed of their choices. She says, quote, you can help derail the cycle of shame. And she speaks to groups of dietitians and tells them to go easy on restrictive diets. They have big promotions where they tout some of their cereal products like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cocoa Puffs, and Trix. This is kind of an interesting kind of a covert effort by food manufacturers to get people to ease up on their concerns about poor quality food. This past fall, following a Washington Post investigation, the Federal Trade Commission cracked down on industry trade groups and a dozen nutrition influencers, flagging nearly three dozen social media posts that said failed to clearly disclose who was paying the influencers to promote artificial sweeteners or sugary foods. An example of which is a dietitian, Colleen Christensen, posted a video of herself eating Rocky Road ice cream on her TikTok account, which has the title At No Food Rules, in which she mocks low-calorie alternatives. She's made ads for pancake makers for her 300,000 followers. I don't know what she looks like. Perhaps she is overweight, or maybe she's svelte. Another example is Lauren Smith, who calls herself a food freedom dietitian on TikTok. She's posted ads for frozen pizza. So this is an example of food industry interference par excellence that attempts to dissuade us from making healthy choices. In some videos made by anti-diet dietitians, this article says, creators say no food should be labeled as, quote, junk or, quote, unhealthy because, quote, all foods have value, while at the same time showing snacks like Cheetos or candy brands like Reese's and Twix. Now, they actually list some case studies here of people who, following these influencers or following this dietary advice, have dangerously gained up to 60 pounds because they've just abandoned any effort towards dietary restraint. The movement is called HAES, Health at Every Size. And the association that holds the HAES trademark is called the Association for Size, Diversity, and Health. And it's based on a 1995 book entitled Intuitive Eating, A Revolutionary Anti-Diet Approach. They say intuitive eating urges followers to listen to their internal cues about hunger and is frequently used to help people with eating disorders. Well, I get it. People with eating disorders have lost their internal cues. And they binge or unduly restrict, and they're just not in touch with their internal appetite cues. So I get it. It may be an appropriate therapy for a bulimic person or an anorexic person to get in touch with their internal dietary cues and to stop restricting their diet in an obsessive way. Okay, I get it. That makes sense. But to apply this to the general populace could be very, very dangerous because without appropriate restraint from the part of the brain that makes rational decisions about eating, you're going to see people pack on the pounds to the benefit, of course, of the food industry. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm proud to include a new sponsor in our roster of great sponsors here. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems, but magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned the reputation of the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. And if you take a lot of magnesium, you know what I mean. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com. And use HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium. It's gentle on your stomach. All right, this item is of interest because it has to do with one of the most maligned foods around, eggs. So they did a study, and it's going to be presented on at this weekend at the American College of Cardiology's annual scientific session that's ongoing in Atlanta. And it has to do with the impact of egg consumption. It's called the Prosperity Trial, which aimed to assess the effects of eating 12 or more fortified eggs per week. That's kind of like what I consume, you know, maybe 12, maybe 14. You know, every day I consume two eggs, so maybe one day off. Versus a non-egg diet, which is consuming less than two eggs a week. And they wanted to see what the impact would be on HDL and LDL cholesterol, as well as other key markers of cardiovascular health over a four-month period. And so they used fortified eggs. Now, what are fortified eggs? Fortified eggs are eggs that are enriched with omega-3. And the way they do that is they, you know, you are what you eat. So they feed flax meal to the chickens, the laying hens, and their eggs are enriched with omega-3. And I guess they give them some B vitamin fortification. And so here's what they found. Okay, so 4 months of eating 12 eggs per week. And these patients were at risk. These are patients who were 50 years of age, all had experienced one prior cardiovascular event or had two cardiovascular risk factors, such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, increased BMI or diabetes, overweight, okay. And what they found was interesting. There was no difference, virtually no difference statistically between the ones who had less than two eggs and the ones who had 12 eggs, but there were actually some not statistically significant, but interesting effects on the LDL particle number, which is the quality of the LDL. The LDL didn't change very much. It went down 3 points, but that's, you know, hard, very trivial. But the particle quality changed. A very important lipid biomarker called ApoB got better. Troponin improved. That's a marker of heart damage. And there were better insulin resistance scores in the fortified egg group. So not enough to draw significant conclusions. At best, you could say there was a slight improvement. At worst, you could say there was equivalence. There was no difference in these people who consumed a lot of eggs. So just in time for Easter, new big study exonerating eggs in terms of cardiovascular risk. So yeah, been saying for a long time, eggs are healthy for you, good source of protein, good source of lutein, zeaxanthin, good for the eyes, and a good alternative to eating a lot of carbs for breakfast. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with your number 877-726-8255. And that number gets you into the program during the program, but also anytime you call during the week, you can record a question, as did this person. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm calling on behalf of a friend whose doctor decided to give him one of those weight loss drugs to control his blood sugar, knowing that he had problems with constipation. Well, he lost 70 pounds after 1.5 feet of his intestines had to be removed because of blockage, and he has a colostomy. So I think there should be better warnings about these drugs. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, that's a really successful weight loss program, but unfortunately at tremendous peril to the patient. And yes, that is one of the potential side effects, one of the most dire side effects that can happen with these drugs. Because one of the ways that they improve satiety, make you feel full, is they slow gastric emptying and they basically slow intestinal transit. And if you're already constipated, you're at higher risk for what is called an obstruction. And when things stop, then sometimes you can have an intestinal emergency. The intestinal cells can die, you know, just like in a heart attack. If you don't have adequate blood circulation in your heart, parts of your heart die. Well, parts of your intestine die. And in that case, you have to have emergency surgery and have a segment of your intestine removed. And then you got a bag. You got a colostomy. And yes, indeed, that can promote some weight loss, but that's not the way you want to lose weight. And for every single one of these drugs, there is a corresponding class action lawsuit, and albeit, you know, a small percentage of people, you know, maybe, you know, 0.1% of people experience these serious side effects. I mean, it's one thing to experience bad constipation and nausea and vomiting. You have to get off the drug, you know, don't tolerate it. And that happens, you know, more frequently, but it's not like something that you can sue the company for. But there are class action lawsuits out there against the companies making these weight loss medications. And, you know, the companies consider this breakage. You know, like if you have a store where you sell pottery and, you know, people come and browse and, you know, sometimes, you know, they knock something over and break it, you know, just, or something breaks in shipping, you know, you write it off. You know, 5 to 10% of retail items, you write off because of what's called breakage. And that's what basically these pharmaceutical companies are doing, because they're making billions and billions of dollars on these drugs. And so they're going to write off the cost of litigation and maybe some settlements against the enormous profits on the upside, because, you know, that's just the way it is with pharmaceutical drugs. For some people, it can be devastating. And unless a preponderance of people have these, the drugs are going to stay on the market. They won't be taken off the market. So, you know, caveat emptor. Consumer beware when you undertake these seemingly miraculous weight loss panaceas. 877-726-8255, our number. All right, this item, when you get checked for cardiovascular risk, you know, they're going to check your cholesterol and your HDL and your triglycerides, and maybe a, you know, more comprehensive evaluation will show your LDL particle size and look at ApoB and C-reactive protein and homocysteine and Lp(a). Well, maybe, and this is something I've been urging, maybe you should check levels of omega-3 fatty acids, because in a recent study entitled Role of Polyunsaturated Fat in Modifying Cardiovascular Risk, they looked at people with a strong family history of cardiovascular disease, and they found that low intake of EPA, DHA, and alpha-linolenic acid, which can be determined with a blood test, can be a very, very good way, in fact, better even than cholesterol alone, at predicting the risk of cardiovascular disease. So there you go. Cardiovascular risk determined by intake of omega-3 fatty acids. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.